Without the work of independent journalists providing us with reliable information, who will report on issues of public interest, denounce wrongdoings, social inequalities, and unpunished crimes? Protecting journalists and independent journalism is not only a concern for journalists, but a concern for all. Journalism makes an impact on people's life. It is key in advancing human rights and has a basic function to hold the powerful accountable. The information that journalists provide to us is a public good, which needs public support. Each and every year, universities and colleges enroll thousands of students studying mass communication. But do they know exactly what is ahead of them? Dodging bullets, stones, matches, violation, just to bring out public interest issue, especially for wrongdoers in society and the government. Journalism is a good profession, but 90% of journalists in Kenya suffers in silence following poor management in their organizations. Safety and security is not guaranteed. Asha Bekidusa, a female journalist in Kenya working for a local radio station, narrates how she was forced to find a refugee in a police officer's house to save her life following violence on a political rally in Mombasa.
Yeah, it was an ODM rally. So there was violence and it was a threat, especially when you are a female, basically, or a woman. Some of the candidates who were women then, I remember there was one who was almost tripped off because she was being carried high by the crowd, and some of the people in the crowd who were men were taking advantage of that situation, and they just started caressing her buttocks and her breasts. It was really terrible, and she was among the aspirants by then. As a woman, I never felt safe. There was no peace in that area because stones were being thrown all over, and anything that was seen, people were being violent, people were fighting, chaos everywhere. It was really terrible. I had to hide in one of the houses, which was a police officer's house, for me to be safe. So it was really terrible, and I was not able to cover that story like peacefully. I was not able to cover that story conclusively because at some point I had to hide, and it was really, really terrible.
Ms. Bekidusa confirmed lack of transport to have endangered lives of many female journalists.
If you hike a ride, take a ride from the source because you want to cover that story, it's far away. So you are just forced to do whatever the source is saying. At times, maybe if the source has ill intentions, your security is at a risk. Yeah, it's easier for you to be manipulated. And I've had cases of journalists, female journalists, who were raped by sources, journalists who were harassed by sources, journalists who, some of them even were killed by sources. You see, such factors lead to this because you don't have transport to where you are going. Maybe the place you're going is far away, and or at times you're forced to use public means. Now imagine you're using public means, and maybe the place, the fare to that place is maybe 500, 600. And maybe if you do that story from that area, what you'll get paid is 300 per story. So you are in a public vehicle carrying office equipment, the camera and all that. So you're not safe. You might even be attacked.
She is now urging media owners to value the safety and security of their employees instead of articles calling upon the Kenyan government to come up with a proper policy to cover safety and security of journalists.
The government has not done enough to ensure security of female journalists, especially the ones who are in the field. Even the companies themselves, the media houses, they're not doing enough to ensure the security. For security of female journalists, they have to upgrade because transportation is one of the challenges, and it really needs to be looked at. and the government, there are no policies as such to ensure security or safety of journalists, because there are just few trainings which you attend. You're being told about your safety and security, maybe how you should wear when you're covering a story, how you should conduct yourself, that's it. But policies which guide about your security are not really there. So a lot needs to be done to ensure that happens.
Miriam Wangare, a correspondent in Kenya, called upon media houses to practice independence as a way of creating conducive working environment for journalists.
Ensuring that the editorial department or the news department is independent of all the other factors which may come about to affect the newsroom, then this would be a good place to start from, to ensure that the rights of journalists in a particular media house, well, they continue to be respected, because it is very difficult for journalists such as myself to perform our oversight role, especially when you get that the media house or the media house owners are probably in support of a certain firm or in support of a certain organization that I would want to probably go in and put in check. All those other departments within the media house should not come in to dictate what happens or what kinds of stories are produced by the editorial department.
Media activist Coast Region of Kenya Mwanamina Fakie said there is need for Media Council of Kenya to partner with development partners and media houses to initiate gender policies and safe spaces for journalists.
We need to have gender policies in our media houses, where when a journalist, either a male or a female, has experienced issue to do with GBV, there is that process that he can follow. That where does she start? Where can he or can she get counsel? There are some journalists who are covering scenes which are not, they are chaotic. And like recently we see in Lamu, they've been issued to do with the attacks from the Shabab in Boni Forest. There are issues of bandits in Baragoi and South Pokot. Okay, journalists are human beings. People just want that news to be brought to the public limelight, but they don't think of the journalists who are bringing those news. They are traumatized. We still don't have safe spaces for female journalists. It's a thing that I feel media houses should initiate, and even Media Council of Kenya, I should think of initiating safe spaces.
On his side, Brivian Simiyu, a local radio reporter in Kenya, mentioned lack of job security to be the major cause of insecurity facing journalists.
Our security is not guaranteed in terms of the way we cover our stories. Sometimes our lives are put in danger because some of the stories that we cover do not go well with some of the people who are maybe mentioned in the story. So most of the times we find that most reporters, our life are in danger, and sometimes we have to forfeit some of the stories that are very good stories, worthy news, because you know that your security is not guaranteed, so you're afraid of covering such stories. Our job are not well secured in terms of, you see, as journalists we don't have what we call the benefits, like the medical cover, maybe our savings for retirement, and even also we don't have what you call the house allowance. So some of those things make our job not secure, and it means that you can be fired anytime. Even I have witnessed some of the instances where some reporters, not literally even an email, an SMS, or even just a call.
Dennis Sang, an activist in Kenya, urged the government of Kenya to roll out digital infrastructure for journalists to venture into production of news content for their safety and security.
One of the things I would urge is for enhancement of the digital space, particularly where the government can roll out the digital infrastructure to enable as many journalists venture into production of news content. programs that can be that can have different viewers or other audience. And also in regards to the evolution of ways of gathering news, the recognition of some of these technological tools that have been adopted, like the phones, goes a long way in helping the journalists be able to produce their content without any problem, especially where we have most of the live streaming contents that can do well with phones from any location.
The Media Council of Kenya confirmed at least 40% of journalists in Kenya to suffer mental health due to the challenges affecting them day to day, saying that plans are underway to ensure their basic needs are prioritized and rights protected.
The media themselves, we are humans. We are not machines or recorders, we are humans. Mental health problems, if they affect human beings, they are going to affect humans. Job losses, salary cuts, and the tensions around the newsroom and the media houses. And definitely we know that several of our colleagues have been affected by that. I know we have been deploying a lot of counselors and people to go and talk to journalists out there. So accepting that this problem exists is not just good for the receivers of the news, the newspapers, radio, and TV, or online that we do, but it's also good for ourselves. We, the writers of the news and the readers of the news, that we are also getting affected. So I hope that as we move forward and as we train and empower journalists to reflect about this, they will understand that we are doing it, number one, for Kenyans, for humanity, number two, for ourselves. We come from families. So if you're reflecting about the family members of a person affected by mental health issues, you think about your family. You're being empathetic. You think about your family. You look about, you realize that you're also a father or a mother or a sister or a father.
Marianne Ogola, a peace advocate in southern coast of Kenya, urged Kenyan journalists to continue fighting for their freedom.
It's right to fight for freedom. You have a right to stand for what you believe in. So, endeleeni kupigana.
As the UN agency with a specific mandate to foster freedom of expression and its corollaries, press freedom and freedom of information, UNESCO sees these rights as crucial foundation of democracy, development and dialogue, and as preconditions for protecting and promoting all other human rights. UNESCO facilitates multi-stakeholder dialogue and mobilizes advisory services towards legal and regulatory environments conducive to freedom of expression. Our action seeks to develop, in accordance with the international standards, press laws, freedom of information, legislation, and a framework enabling freedom of expression on the internet. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.